You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, Jordan.
So the coaches poll is out. Alabama, shockingly, number one. Clemson, two. Ohio State, three. Georgia, four. Oklahoma, five. The LSU Fighting Tigers, 24 in the coaches poll. Mississippi State, 18. Over there in the SEC West, getting a little higher than the Tigers there. Auburn, also SEC West opponent. And team, 10th in the country. So that is your coaches poll. We've also touched on, of course, the Madden ratings. Who doesn't like to hear the Saints are 14-2 per the Madden simulations? It is what it is. You can take it for what you want. You can believe in it or not. It just makes it sound good, and I can play this.
Black and golden Super Bowl.
That's not what the, according to CBS said.
Well, no. Well, they were 14-2, and then they lose to the Falcons in the divisional round playoff game, 35-32.
You missed the key. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, we'll get to that in a little bit. In about a minute, we'll get to the graph. Todd Graffanini, I want you to hear this. Okay, look, you know, I've been texting. You've been on vacation, but you've been in Atlanta for your birthday. You saw the Dodgers take on the Braves. You have family there. I get it. But I've been telling you the Saints look pretty good. I've sent you pictures. I've sent you videos. I'm like, the defense is good. Look at this. Look at that. And you're like, calm down. Defense is always ahead of the offense at this time. Offense looked good today. They got some good points. And Michael Thomas, a great, I call it the money fade. Breeze finding him in the corner of the end zone near pylon, all of that. Great. But I do think, Todd, the defense is solid. I have seen a lot of articles written. It's not just me. They like the Saints' defense. Craig Robertson was asked yesterday after practice, what's the strength of the D-line? Because, Graf, the linebacking core of this team is as good as probably the Dome Patrol. I'm just going out there and saying it now. Seriously. Okay? It's been a while. Not that it's hard to do that when you've had really bad linebackers, but I think it's that good. But Robertson has this to say about the D-line. I think it might be your favorite bite going to the season.
Oh, easy. Cam Jordan, dog. Sheldon Rankins, dog. Big O, dog. A.O., dog. Trey, dog. Woodrow, his dog. Devereaux, dog. Mitch, dog. Who else? Who I miss? Alex Jenkins, dog. Bromley, he's dog. Quan, he's dog. Let me see who else, who I'm missing. The coach, he's a dog. So we got a bunch of dogs in front of us, and that's what makes it fun for us to play because we can play off of them, and we make a lot of plays because of them, but they don't get Tyler, dog. I'm not going to leave out Tyler. Dang.
It's a lot of dogs.
Yeah, that's a lot of dogs, but that's what makes our defense go, and we played well last year because we had rush from them, and in the run game we had a lot of them holding up blocks for us linebackers, and they made a lot of plays themselves. So got a lot of dogs in front. If I left anybody out, I'm sorry.
All right, so, Graf, you said right before we went to the top of the hour break there, you spent some time in Atlanta. They have the same feeling. They're planning the Tinker Tape Parade down there at Peachtree right there. So they're excited as well. Why do they think they're going to the Super Bowl?
Well, Gus, well, not of course the Julio Jones saga has ended, and now Calvin Ridley will be the new Julio Jones, blah, blah, blah. But they think that their defense is going to be a dominant defense. You know, it's the third year under Dan Quinn, and they've got it going in the right direction as far as just a young, hungry, fast, physical defense, and that's really the reason they think that they're going to get over the hump. They think their offense, which has been very good, no question about it, is just going to keep going, rolling right along, but they're going to win games with their defense. And that's why they think that they're going all the way, Gus. So hopefully we got a bunch of dogs that they're going to, get it done. I like what you're saying, Gus, but I'm telling you, if you jinx this, I'm going to hold you personally responsible.
He's
because you're talking a big game, Gus. Mm-hmm. And there hadn't been one preseason game yet.
Not a snap. Not a snap.
Not that that means anything.
Right.
But I'm just saying, you're awful giddy.
All right, I am.
Too giddy.
Oh, wait, let me ask
giddy,
you. Let me ask you. You've known me. How long have you known me?
No, you're the opposite, and that's what concerns me.
Yes.
You're never giddy.
Never giddy. No.
I know.
Bums. It's over. Bums. I mean, yes, I will tell you. All right, look, how about this?
First snap of practice. It's over.
Yeah, look, we can do a quick exercise here, right? Ask me why. Anything, why would I say?
I'm still on vacation, Gus. I don't need the heartache.
No, I'm saying, is there anything I can do to convince you as to why I feel and see that with that team?
Look.
They're deep?
You know me. I'm not exactly a glass half full guy either.
Right.
I'm very cautiously optimistic about this season. And I do think the defense is going to be better. I do. I do. I hate admitting it, but I do. So let's just stay healthy, get through the preseason.
Yep.
And let's go.
So you're with me because 2 weeks ago you were not with me when I wanted to do the No, when I wanted to start the all bubble wrap team, you were not with me. Are you with me now, though, that there needs to be an all starting five bubble wrap team at the very least for preseason?
They've got to get meaningful snaps, Doug.
Okay.
You can't. They've got to do something in the preseason.
they will when they warm up for the game. That's something.
The first hit that you take cannot be against Tampa Bay. That's all I'm saying. All right, I'm going in the golf, Gus. The sun's out. I'm going swimming.
All right. Well, if you have us still on, I'm going to play a handful of bites here to make you consider getting even giddier.
I think I've had enough for today, Gus. Don't take offense.
There he goes.
Y'all have fun.
Finiti, bye. Voice of the two lingering waves, still enjoying his vacation. Okay. I should have played. I love this from Craig Robertson. When linebackers attack.
You're just waiting to watch the pick so we all go crazy in the room, but it's not just that one person who gets it, it's the whole room. Just like how practice is, when one of us makes a play, the whole linebacker group gets excited. That's the type of fun that we have in our room that our coach allows us to have.
Jordan.
Marty.
I'm going to give you $1 from now on. Every time I call you your real name.
You better give me $1.
It's Monty the intern. Remember today I made the observation and I pulled you aside and said, come here. And it was during warm-up drills. They're starting to get going earlier and, you know, they're playing their music and it's your music and you're loving it. Wasn't it like the Drake album? I mean, it kind of felt like it was the Drake album.
It was a Drake compilation. Playlist.
Yeah. Okay. So, but my anti-tale was loving one song. I don't know which one that was, but you know, he did like the, stanky leg, chicken leg thing was moving. He had the arms going. He was clocking this and that. I mean, he was into it, right? DeMario Davis is to his right. He started getting into it. And he was like, he went full LeBron pregame handshake. You know what I'm saying? He was like high-fiving him, smacking him. He was like, come on, DeMario, come on. He was trying to get, then A.J. Klein got in and like, the entire linebacking court. I said, dude, look at the swag on his team. It's crazy. I put a video up of Von Bell and Chris Banjo. They're out there just yucking it up, just dancing right before a play. Lattimore's dancing right before a play. That swag, and they were playing kind of with everyone. And that's the one thing that really just stands out about it. You've even made that observation, Jordan. You've said it. It's like,
that's $1. I'm marking it down.
That's true. $1. It's Monty the intern. But what's crazy is you see linebackers or the DBs in a group that there's competition to get snaps. And it genuinely feels like they all care for one another, like one another, and understand together they can get where they want to get. That's just not normal in today's kind of pro athletes. Robertson expands a little bit more and asked about that linebacker competition.
It's fine, you know what I'm saying, because we don't look at it as competition. We look at it as everybody getting better and everybody teaching each other. there's nobody looking at anybody the wrong way. It's a healthy competition because we got bigger goals in this competition that we got going on
now. Now, Todd just said that the Atlanta fans, Atlanta is all, hey, well, you know, third year under Dan Quinn. Well, we've played several times. There's a handful of players here, third year under Dennis Allen. They feel the same way.
I mean, yeah, but I would say the same for all of us. We got smart defense and guys have bought into what we're doing, even like, you know, Double D and the guys that's newer, Jump and Free. The guys have bought in and they've learned. So, like, the mistakes that I've had, that Nate's had, that Alex had, that Manti had, we've all learned from the mistakes that we've had. So we've been able to teach as well as what DA has been teaching us as well. So it almost, you know, makes that learning curve a whole lot, you know, easier for everybody. And it just makes it fun because once it becomes like second nature for everybody, you can make something look completely different and still come out and play good defense.
Exactly. And I think that's why you're seeing that speed.
That's another
dollar. Again, Monty, the intern. There was another, you know, instance again where you saw today Mark Ingram, right side, inside the 5-yard line, toss sweep. And, I mean, Onyemata just wrapped them up, followed by Klein, followed by, I mean, just, it's a school of fish, you know? They just kind of seem to know where they're going. My favorite part, too, is Greg Robertson was asked, so what's different this year? Because they look faster, right?
Right.
They look faster. They look better. They really do. His response?
Same defense.
Yeah.
Same defense. I mean, guys are doing the same role, same all, same, nothing's changed. We got guys that, we got more guys, more depth, and we're still playing the same defense, and guys are learning what to play and how to play it so we can play it faster.
Same defense. Do you remember what happened on Monday? 4 interceptions, 3 by linebackers, right? Strip fumbles. It's another really good win. I thought yesterday here as well. He was asked specifically yesterday about that Monday practice. Had he ever seen a better defensive performance?
No, because we had a lot of explosive plays. We did make a lot of plays on defense, but we gave too many plays over the top. So I would say no.
I think the question was it a perfect defensive performance? And he said no. I don't know. I dig the confidence and also where I think they're going with this defense. I do. I think it's going to be fun to see once the lights come on. But again, look, it just kind of maybe brings you back down to memory here or reality, right? The graph. Atlanta's feeling the same way. We have seen against Atlanta, unfortunately, a young and athletic linebacking core, secondary. I get it. You're right. We've also seen them blow a 25-point lead, but that came in the Super Bowl. They did get to the Super Bowl. Look, week 3, to me, is huge. I think you could set a tone. You could really, you got to go win in Atlanta. I'm not saying must win, but that game already has got me. Money to intern, my stomach already.
Good job.
My stomach already. I'm just...
Yeah, I don't know.
Right? I want blood. I mean, I just when those two, nothing is better yet worse for your stomach and ulcer, right? Than when Saints Falcons games mean something. And oh, they will mean something this year. Because they talk so much smack, man. Oh.
We talk a lot
no,
of smack.
No, we don't. No, we don't. I disagree.
Gus.
I do not think Saints players talk smack to anybody else.
I never said Saints players.
Yes. Well, that's what I'm saying. Those clowns, all they do is talk smack.
Who?
They talk smack to us. They talk
Who?
Smack to everybody else in the league.
Who?
They talk smack.
Who?
They talk smack.
Which players?
All of them do.
All
They've
of
always
them.
Been like that. That entire team's been like that.
What are your sources?
They couldn't find anything not to say about something to someone in any way or other direction other than Atlanta. Sorry, I was in regular season form just now.
Yeah, you kinda.
I can't stand that. I just, again, born and raised in New Orleans.
Go Falcons.
So you know what? I will throw you out of here if I thought remotely that you were being serious. Sports Hangover will continue. When we come back, you'll hear from Michael Florin, the newest receiver. He made a nice play today. Monty the intern, do you know what play I'm talking about? Because I posted it. You actually posted it on our Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter page.
Yeah, it was.
I sent it to you. What did he do? What did he do today that stood out?
Michael Thomas?
Oh, my goodness. I got to ask you something. Michael Floyd.
What?
This is what you were doing just now, isn't it?
Yeah.
See, you were shifty over there to my right, out of my field of vision, and now you have that grin on your face. You were texting Joey to start playing Rise Up.
Yep.
You know what?
This is Brian's, though. I can imagine Brian wherever he's at standing up.
I mean, first off, you hear in the background that highlight play-by-play. The crowd doesn't go that wild when they score a touchdown. Oh, nauseating.
Catchy.
It's nauseating.
No, the Falcons, they fly is the best one.
No. We're not. No. No.
See the,
I'm breaking. Break. When we come back, we'll hear from Michael Floyd, who apparently you didn't pay attention to.
He was I.
You don't even know what number he is.
Yes, I do.
What number?
Number 17.
Is he? As he looks on the roster.
Oh, he is.
Wow. You had no faith, no confidence.
Oh.
Sports Hangover Hour 3 comes back next on ESPN New Orleans.
You just killed my whole vibe.
Killed your vibe?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is my kind of music.
Kind of feel the offense had a good day today, head coach Sean Payton.
I thought offensively we were better today. Defensively, not as good. And listen, you know, tomorrow will be on the same installation. We'll work more red zone. But I thought, you know, each practice goes back and forth that way. But I thought overall, offensively, there were a lot of good things. Defensively, we've got to be better.
I like that. I like that. Right? Calling out the defense. All they've done is dominate training camp. They have one practice in which the offense does well. Finally, got to get better.
Yep.
I love it. It's going to be a tough season. Look, I'm giddy. See, why did Todd do that? I was so happy living in my bubble world of fantasy. It was the same for 14-2. He did.
Todd,
he did.
The article did.
No, he did. He did by calling up and saying they have the same feeling over there in Atlanta.
No.
That they have a fast and athletic and young defense.
We should take a trip.
That their offense is going to just score points.
We should take a trip to Atlanta, interview a few Falcons fans, and see what they think.
How about you do that? Have fun with that.
I'll have fun in Atlanta. You see the Falcons, they fly. Mm-mm. All up in the sky.
No.
A.K.A. the what?
No. Sean Payton a little bit more in his offense that actually came back strong today again after a couple of days where the defense was leading.
I think it's pretty common in training camp. I mean, it's pretty common for that to kind of go up and down. And I don't think it's anything unusual. I mean, I think it's happened in every training camp, you know, where you hope that it's not one unit just every day. You hope there's an ebb and flow to it that goes back and forth, and today it kind of went back, you know, in their direction.
It almost seems like Drew thrives after days like that, like he comes back even better.
Well, look, that's the competitive nature you hope that exists within everyone of let's make these corrections and let's get ready to go. There is a mindset to a successful practice, and there's a lot to learn from one that isn't successful. You know, part of what we're doing here for a month is fine-tuning, making corrections, finding solutions. And, well, in order to do that, there's going to be not only success, but there's going to be failure.
Mm-hmm. One of the things also that was interesting to pay attention to today, remember back on Saturday, Sean Payton had his famous bachelor comment that the return team, the return games, basically like the television show The Bachelor, you know, 12 roses, who wants it? If they're not good enough, they'll find somebody else. Well, they brought in Brandon Tate to get in there today. He replaced Austin Carr. So it was Tate, Kamara, Tommy Lee Lewis, Boston Scott that were fielding kicks today. And Sean Payton, I posted a video of it too. Tate caught a ball over his shoulder. The wind kind of took it. Made a great grab. But Sean Payton, right before the drill, during the drill, right next to him. I mean, like right next to him. Blowing the whistle to start the drill. Blowing the whistle to end the drill. I mean, he's right next to him the entire time. He was asked afterwards about the return game.
Well, look, it's hard to measure in practice. You get to really see the improvement when you start scrimmaging or playing preseason games.
Mm-hmm. But he was giving instruction after each and every punt and punt return. So it'll be interesting to see where that goes from that aspect of it. Obviously, Mike Westhoff back with the team for another season. I thought the special teams improved dramatically once he joined from them, and Sean gave him a little love today.
Yeah, listen, he's been a great addition for us. He went through a significant surgery this past offseason. You know, when you have a surgery and the crew has to clock out 12 hours in and you're still in the surgery, that's a long surgery. And so it's great to have him here. There's a level of expertise he has and confidence, and you see it, you know, with the players. And he, Brad, and Kevin, those guys have done a good job, and we just finished meeting on it last night. You know, you score a special teams touchdown and you win 72% of your games. So, you know, that's an area we're spending a lot of time on, and he's done a great job.
Interesting, obviously, when you hear a surgery of that length, huh? Yeesh. 12 hours for Westhoff. Was able to, he's out there with the cane, though, and he's doing real good. As we said, the red zone today, I really saw a lot of the good plays. Michael Thomas, one-on-one of Marshawn Lattimore, the fade near pylon was awesome to see. And they're just continuing to put all the different elements of the team here as well as we get close and close. Again, 1 week away. One of the things that that was touched on today was this really crafty little contraption here. It's a trailer that they fitted out with some sort of air conditioning cooling system. And because if you've gone out to the practices, there's two tents that they'll have, like, the offense or defense go into when they're doing special teams to cool their core temp down. Then there's this trailer at the end right by the goalpost. It's really weird, right? It almost looks part of, like, some haunted little gathering or whatever it's going on over there. But you see them all walk in there. Sean Payton was asked about it afterwards.
That's listen, that is Boudreaux Sports from Lafayette, Louisiana. I have to put that plug in. It's basically a cool truck. And so instead of that tent at 67 degrees, that truck's at 25 degrees. So their periods of practice, and today wasn't a real hot one, but where we can get a position group in there to cool their core body temperature around, you know, down. By far, that's the most efficient unit I've seen. So it's, listen, it just got it. No, that's what that's the temperature if you're an Atlantic salmon. It's just what it is. I mean, so as bodies go in there, it goes to 28, but it's almost three times more cold than a tent.
Is that your idea, or did they approach your
body? No. Look, LSU and Alabama and South Carolina, there are a few of these colleges that are using it. And so Bo had some pictures of it, and our guys right down the road here, it came on a, just like you'd expect, an 18-wheeler, dropped it off, and it's fitted inside a little bit with a flooring and seats, but it's a really good idea.
I had one former player describe it as a glorified meat locker.
I mean, look, it's just we're just trying to get a cold, and when you have a short amount of time, even post-practice, it's good for these guys to get in there. And when the temperatures get hot, you can't cool them down enough. And so I think coming out of there, you know, you feel a little bit more refreshed and you're not just getting through practice. That's the idea of it.
So you've only had a couple of days.
Well, I think it's one element of recovery. You know, we're learning and we understand that, hey, we got to be mindful of, you know, how long you're out here. You want to have an effective practice. You want to not just be running plays. And then you also have an answer if someone is going through, you know, a second level heat illness or, you know, God forbid something more serious. But the first thing we want to be able to do is cool the core temperatures down. We've always taken a lot of breaks, so we've handled the heat well. We've had to. But if you went back to Millsaps even, we had a cool tent. This is just much colder.
There you go. Monty the intern, have you ever felt like an Atlantic salmon? That's what you would have felt like if you walked into the cool right there. So
aren't there a lot of money?
What, salmon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or an Atlantic salmon.
I think tuna might net you some more. Either way, they're delicious. Smoked, grilled, baked.
Ugh.
Oh, come on. Do you not like seafood either now?
No, I love seafood.
Okay, thank you.
Fish sticks.
Yeah, exactly. Boxed seafood. Bacon. Yeah, exactly. Boxed seafood in an oven. That's probably more what you... What is this? Brandon Tate is a reporter?
I think, first vision. He's experienced and, you know, so his skill set in regards to balance and getting under the ball, all of those things he does pretty well.
Why is that titled Brandon Tate as a reporter? Monty the intern. I'm assuming the question was on Brandon Tate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dynamite drop in, Monty.
Exactly.
Why did I put over?
I don't. Thank you.
That was
one job.
It was auto-corrected.
To put it somehow, some way, when I can read the bite, I know what you're talking about.
You might have been talking, and I just was typing at that time.
I think you sabotaged me. Joey, we have a saboteur amongst our mists.
A conspiracy.
Yeah. Anyway, that was Sean Payton on Brandon Tate. Thank you for that.
As a reporter.
Yeah. As a reporter. No, I thought like he probably like took over and asked Sean Payton some questions. That's how I would read Brandon Tate as a reporter.
I don't know what happened there.
Yeah, I told you the heat camp days. They start all everything runs together.
Nah, apples.
You're hitting the wall. You're hitting the reporter training camp wall right now.
We have those
clearly.
All right, I'll take it.
Yeah, exactly. Sports Takeover continues after this. When we come back, we're from Jonathan Williams, one of their running backs, trying to compete for some of those snaps that Mark Ingram's not going to have. By the way, he's had a nice camp. He's had a couple nice runs, Mark Ingram, for sure. So it's going to be missed, no doubt about it. I think the Saints have enough weapons elsewhere in the offense to kind of pick that up. Also, we'll touch on really only two players of note that I didn't see back at practice. So we'll update you when we come back. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans. So practice 7 in the books for your New Orleans Saints. Saw a lot of different one-on-ones, some nice plays, and some coachable moments, right? Dan Arnold in one-on-one tight end versus linebacking drills. Apparently did something wrong. Monty the intern, as he saw him running around doing a lap of punishment, lap of shame. Okay, Michael Thomas had a nice practice today, getting the better of LaMarshawn Lattimore several times today, including in a full team goal line drill when the ball was snapped at the 5-yard line. Solid plays left and right. But when it comes down to the running back and core, again, Mark Ingram, he's had a nice camp. He's had some really nice runs. You can see, I mean, he knows the offense, knows where to go, always has positive runs. I find myself when I'm trying to look at the other running backs, and it's, you know, Jonathan Williams, it's Boston Scott, it's Terrence West, it's Shane Vereen, kind of competing for those spots and snaps. I find myself writing down 32 a lot. 38 a lot, which is Terrence West. 32 is Jonathan Williams. Remember, they picked him up last year, kid out of Arkansas. And I don't know. He seems to have positive gains all the time.
Feeling good, you know, just trying to maintain my body. Try to remember how I felt the first day, and every day after that, I try to get as close as I can back to that day. But been feeling good, been getting used to the offense, getting used to the players. So I think we've been doing a good job.
Now, the fact that he's been here a little longer than a lot of the other backs, it's got to help him. He says so, obviously, right? Knowing the playbook a bit.
I feel good. You know, I think being here late last year helped me out a little bit, getting used to the players, getting used to the coaching, getting used to the way that we practice. That's big. So I think that helped out, and I'm feeling good right now.
One of the other things, too, is I like his physical aspect of it. He's built well, and you can just see he doesn't shy away from contact. If anything, Monday, he was talking about, or actually this was yesterday, yeah, touching on he's waiting not only for the live period, but looking forward to the live period. It's been promised already. We've yet to see it.
You know, whatever Coach Payton has, in store for us, we'll take it. I know we had a live period scheduled a couple practices ago, but we didn't actually go live. So I'm sure it's coming up soon, and I'm excited about it.
And it's test time for Monty the intern. Do you know what a live period is in practice?
A live period is when they actually go out and hit each other.
Keep going.
It's full play.
Keep going.
When they do what they did in walkthroughs and they take it up a notch.
Well, we haven't seen that yet, but it's full. You can tackle. You can bring them down.
That's what I said.
No, you said you can hit each other. Hitting each other right now.
Exactly.
But full live. No, full live is bring them down.
Exactly. They were hitting each other.
He loves the contact. Oh,
definitely with the pads. Definitely with the pads. I mean, my type of running style, I'm a physical runner. I like to feel that contact. I wish we could go live a little bit. You know, I feel like that's when I really, you know, my game really shines is when, contact, you know. So I love putting the pads on.
It's great. I like the fact that he's eager to try to showcase these skills. Again, we're not going to know. There's a reason. I haven't been ignoring it. You know, I haven't been like, well, how come you're not talking a lot about the running backs and who's going to be battling for the Ingram role? I said it for two reasons. A, I think they're just going to pass the football a lot more. And whoever is carrying it, it's more to spell Kamara than rather than try to find somebody that can give you 15 carries. You get what I'm getting at? You're probably going to see two running backs get three or four carries and two, three passes and things of that nature. No one's going to, per se, do what Ingram did, if that makes any sense to you. So I think from that aspect of it, that's why I'm saying we're going to have to wait to see in a game. They're going to get plenty of snaps. Because you already know who the starting lineup for the Gooseys all bubble wrap preseason team. I mean, Alvin Kamara's one. Right? Even if he does play, Graf wants him for some reason to get hit in the preseason, not the regular season, fine. First hit, get him out. So all the other running backs are going to have a lot more time to get into it. And I like the fact Jonathan Williams says, look, he's just eager to showcase his skills.
I'm definitely excited. You know, football is something that I love to do. It's something that I've been playing since I was 5 years old. It's part of me and my family's life. So I'm excited to get out there and show people what I can do.
So it's something that we absolutely, 1 week from today, will be focusing on. Saints, Jags, preseason. It's the opener, but also, again, it's also the opportunity for some of these guys to really kind of stand out, kind of shine, battle for that Ingram role.
Competitive. You know, we're friends off the field, but when you get on the field, it's a battle. And every day we're coming, trying to get better, and guys have been getting better. So competition just breeds greatness. You know, the more we compete, the better we're going to be. So it's going well.
Exactly. And, again, one of the things that the Saints have had to do because of injury already since, Brian's guy, B. Cole, Brandon Coleman, still can't go. Got a game coming up. Going to need some snaps there. So they went out and got Brandon Tate. They went out and got Michael Floyd with Trayvon Doral going to IR. So you had to replace some receivers. You had to get some snaps there from that aspect of it. Michael Floyd, on the first few days, how has it been for him coming to New Orleans?
It's been good. I've never been to New Orleans besides, playing. Against them, but I think the first experience of being outside is a lot different than where I've ever been. So today was a pretty good day for me.
Yep. Can you imagine that? For him. I mean, if you're not used to this heat and humidity, and if he thought today was bad, he wouldn't have made it last weekend. No, he would have. But he had a couple other offers for some teams, so why New Orleans?
I had a lot of different offers, but I think this is the best place to be. I think there's a lot of things that come into play when you're choosing to be on a team. You know, I know a couple guys I played with in college and in several different teams, you know, throughout my years playing. And also, you know, having a Hall of Fame quarterback, you know, throwing you the ball, I think that makes a big difference.
So you passed down, or you passed up contract offers or just even opportunities to work out places?
Just opportunities to work out places.
Exactly. So why NOLA specifically, though?
Yeah, that is, but I think it all comes down to players and coaches. And, I chose Minnesota last year just because I knew a whole bunch of guys on the team. And I knew, you know, what they're about and, you know, playing with, you know, Kyle Rudolph in college. You know, it's something that I think in my life that I wanted to be around, guys that were closer to me. And then, you know, just picking here, you know, a great team, great coach, and, you know, guys that I've been known for a decade. So it's always good to go on a team and have guys that you already know. It makes a lot of things more smoother.
Indeed. And so, look, we'll see what he can do. He made, I want to say, two grabs today. Were they both slants in team periods inside of 20? I think they were slants. He's got a big body. Again, he was, you know, 6'3". And I want to say, yeah, he got good position inside. Made a nice catch. One of them kind of going down in traffic. The other could catch and run a little bit there. So we'll see what he actually can provide for this team. Again, whether it's he and Brandon Tate can do something. I think your receiving corps is kind of set for the most part. Now, Tate can make some noise if he can get into as a returner for the team. So we'll see there. Take a quick break. We'll come back to put a wraps on the show. Joey, have the interns' sounders ready, since apparently not everybody knows why we're calling you Monty. There's a very good reason why we're calling you Monty. Are you okay? You look sleepy.
Exactly. I'm kind of sucked.
You need to go take a nap. You need a nap.
My eyes are watering. I'm yawning.
You've hit the training camp wall. We all hit it hard. It gets.
I guess going to sleep at 2 o'clock doesn't help either.
No. Yeah. It wasn't even Fortnite that kept you up to 2 o'clock.
No, it was the Avengers movie.
The Avengers movie. Which one was it?
The new one, Infinity War.
How was that?
It was good. I mean, I already knew what happened, but okay. I didn't see it. So
you know, I finally watched Captain America. Finally, pretty good. I liked it.
Yeah.
Like the first one.
Glad I asked.
Yeah, there you go. Sports Hangover continues next. Wait a minute, you didn't ask on ESPN New Orleans. Welcome back, Sports Hangover. Jordan, you don't have any...
That's a dollar.
What?
You call me Jordan.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Because it's a part of a point I'm about to make.
No, it's money.
No, it is. You don't have any ink, right?
No.
Okay.
Dynamite drop in, Monty.
Thank you. That is why we have that sounder on you, in case anyone's wondering where that's from. Because earlier today I asked you to compare and contrast yesterday's practice to today's practice. After a point that you had made on the field on how it was, you know, past 11, you're like, wow, we're almost done practice. And you didn't even realize you were making a point. That it flew so fast because it was good flow, there was movement, there was action, you could do. And then I asked you to say that on the air. And how did you do it again?
Yep.
Yep.
That broadcast school has really paid off.
There you go. So it reminded me of Bob Uecker's color commentator in the movie The Major League.
But mine was better.
So if anyone's wondering why your name is Monty the Intern until tomorrow, well, you can redeem yourself and re-earn your name by answering a little more eloquently, a little more in depth when I ask you a question about practice, then you could be Jordan the Intern. But for the next 24 hours, you're Monty the Intern.
Yep.
All right. Joey, do you have any ink?
Always.
Okay. I have none. I'm afraid of needles.
Mm-hmm.
Point is, there's a Patriots fan.
Point is needle. I get it.
Yes, exactly. Okay. There's a Patriots fan that turned Tom Brady's autograph into a tattoo. I guess what I'm asking the both of y'all is there an athlete or team or something in that area and ballpark that you would ever put on you? I have a friend, Richard, Southern Miss fanatic. He has all of the different logos of the Golden Eagles, the screeching eagle, attacking eagle, the new eagle that they came out with. He's got three different, like, you know, like the tiger eye for LSU, the angry wave logo for Tulane, you know, the Colonel, Joey for Nichols, which, right, by the way, they started camp today. Did not forget. Blame Bryant Johnson. He was supposed to be here like 3 days this week. And he either has to go to Thibodeau or do some caravan with the Colonels.
He's getting his hair done.
Exactly. Or getting his hair done. He's going to get it tomorrow, by the way.
Don't make fun of his hair.
No, because he was supposed to be here in studio Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And he's like, oh, tomorrow. So tomorrow we'll talk with him. But yeah, my point is, though, have you ever, like, what sports thing you actually would do if you were doing it? I guess I would probably do the Cubs logo. It wouldn't even be Saints. I wouldn't even do a Florida Lee. Although you could have kind of double meaning there, right? Everyone would know you're from NOLA and all of that.
Monty?
There's a lot of people that have Florida Lee tattoos.
What would you do, Monty?
Yeah. Monty, if you had to.
Probably get a Falcons tattoo.
Okay, you know what? That's
you
it.
Didn't let me finish,
that's
Gus.
All the time.
Like usual, you didn't let me finish. A Falcons tattoo of 28-3.
Why?
Because.
That's what you're going to put on you?
I don't even.
Because then people would say you're a Patriots fan.
No.
Yes, they would.
No. All right, so we see it all the time on Twitter, 28-3. Does that make them Patriots fans?
No, you're making fun of the Falcons.
Exactly.
Well, I'm putting
my point.
I'm putting all the Super Bowl wins the Cleveland Browns have.
Okay.
One day.
It's an impressive tattoo. It's Megan. Megan Orowski. Orowski. She's 19, and she put it on the inside of her arm.
She's my age.
All right. He autographed. It's between the elbow and wrist. So I guess the forearm, on the inside of the forearm. And she said, I freaked out when Brady actually responded to my request to sign her arm during an autograph session with fans, adding it was probably like the coolest thing.
Totally.
She then went straight to a tattoo artist who then made it permanent. There you go.
Wait, go down to the picture of it?
There it is. I mean, again, you don't need, it's like scribble scratch.
I could have done that and she wouldn't have known the difference.
It's interesting. There's an M. I don't know. Kind of looks like a falcon head beak.
Tommy boy.
I don't know. But I don't know. Joey, would you ever do like the dog pound or something?
No.
You wouldn't do anything sports related? An
no.
Indian?
I'd be scared that the tattoo guy wouldn't put Roethlisberger. You know how long that tattoo? Jeez, no.
I'd probably get Gus sucked.
I heard that, by the way. Your mic was.
Oh, it's like breeze.
Oh, I know.
Anyway, I thought that'd be interesting to kind of see that. So the Urban Meyer effect continues. Uptown Ruler won't like this. But Bob Evans Restaurants puts the Urban Meyer deal on hold. Bob Evans Restaurants announced today they were putting their relationship with Urban Meyer on hold a day after the school placed him on paid administrative leave. The restaurant chain is headquartered in Ohio, and they had a partnership. They said In a statement at Bob Evans, "We believe strongly in the family first values upon which the company was founded. Bob Evans Restaurant is suspending the current partnership with Urban Meyer and removing all related content pending the results of the official Ohio State University investigation." So there you go. Bob Evans. We'll see you tomorrow. We'll be live at Deuce McAllister's Old Saint Kitchen and Tap. We'll have more from practice. We'll have Bryant Johnson, supposedly the voice of the Colonels. I'm picking on him. We'll have him tomorrow. And up next, it's Matt Moscone. And after further review, don't forget to start your weekday mornings with Off the Bench, Jordy Collada and T-Bob Hebert. We'll see you tomorrow on ESPN New Orleans.
Monty out.
What?